This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
So this happened yesterday, right? And I pride myself on, I find it a personal challenge if I can be at somebody's house and I need to go, number twos.
What?
To be able to do it, I find personal satisfaction out of it.
I like that ad where that girl runs home.
Really?
Yeah. No, you don't.
So if you got to go, you got to go. But the tables were turned around yesterday. We had a bloke who called into our house. He needed to change the battery on our alarm system. And once he was all done and dusted and we'd had a lovely chat, and maybe he felt really comfortable because we'd had a really good chat about family. Like he saw Liz, my wife, with our baby daughter, and he was talking about his baby girls and stuff
alarms.
Like that.
He's in the business of selling family security.
It's a very
niceness.
Good point, yeah, right? Yeah. But the alarm was there, so he didn't have to sell me anything. I'd already gotten him there because he needed to change the battery. Like the money is paid.
Next time
he's
the battery
there.
Goes, you'll get him back.
Right?
Or not.
So maybe that was a thing. Maybe he felt really comfortable. Anyway, he's finished up his job, changing the battery and all that sort of stuff. We finished up having a chat and a laugh, and then he's gone, oh, just before I go, do you mind if I use the toilet? And I'm thinking, tradie, all right, he's just ducked in there for a number one, as you do. And then
how do you say no anyway?
Well, you can't.
No.
It's not. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's an awkward position to be put in because it's not like you can say.
Get back to your office.
No, like you can't.
Not really.
But he was in there and about 5 minutes passed and he hadn't come out. Hadn't heard a flush. And I'd looked at Liz and Liz looked at me and we kind of thought.
It's dawned on you.
Something's going on here. Do you think he's. And she's like, I reckon he can't. I reckon, yeah. And then you hear the flush.
Couldn't be anything else.
And he goes, all the best, guys. Thank you so much. Catch you guys later. And then I went in there and there was a smell. It was terribly rancid.
And foreign. Yes.
And I think that's the thing. It was foreign.
It was not of your
and I no,
home.
It wasn't.
Was
and
it
I,
Mila's? It wasn't just, of yours?
I just sort of stood there.
It was the stench of a tradie.
Clouded in that stench. And just thought to myself, he's gone and done that. And I felt really awkward about it.
Inappropriate.
Do you think it's inappropriate?
Oh, absolutely.
But at the same time.
I'm a girl. I mean, we don't even, it's hard to even go number ones if someone is out, you know, in the, here I go to the one upstairs.
Yeah, that's, here at work, because we got three levels here at work.
Yeah, no one's ever in the one upstairs, so I can go up and I can. You know, just
be at peace with yourself.
But only number one.
Yeah. You can't even do number twos here.
No. It's
really?
It's just wrong.
No, see, I'm quite comfortable doing it here.
You're quite comfortable talking about it. I think we've talked about it enough.
Taste WA, Harvest to Kitchen. It kicks off this Sunday at 5:30 on Channel 9. It's a brand new local show, and you're going to see some of our favourites like Nine News Perth's Lisa Fernandez. Tomo's going to be in there. And this lovely woman of cooking, Anna Gare, who we've caught halfway through a tub of ice cream, it seems.
Oh, I don't think. It was just a mouthful at the fridge, wasn't it, Anna?
I was just having to relive the day, you know, when Lisa came down a few weeks ago and she brought all this beautiful local produce from all around the state. Mm. One being the York Ice Cream Company, these little tubs. And she goes, oh, I've got the most beautiful honey ice cream. I'm like, you're bringing honey ice cream to Denmark? We've got the best ice creamy just up the road. Ooh. But then I had a taste. It's on par. It's definitely up with the best ice cream in WA.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with the show.
Okay, well, you know, I'm a bit of a food maniac. I've moved to the country. I love living amongst all the growers and all the beautiful cows and sheep and great produce out here. But Lisa's gone around and collected a whole lot of beautiful stuff from all over the place. She's got me some Harvey beef, so I'll be cooking up a few sort of two-minute steaks with this gorgeous Harvey beef recipe that I've knocked up.
You're up to your elbows in cheese. What does that mean?
Yes, cheese. She called by the Harvey Cheese Shop. Have you seen those little cheeses in the supermarket? It's H-A-V-E. And they're this beautiful triple cream brie. Mm. And what I thought, right, what am I going to do with that? You don't really need to do much with it. All you really need is crackers. But I thought I'd show off. So I sort of cut it in half and turned it into a circle and bruleed it with a little bit of sugar on top. Mm-mm. And then we just sliced up some pear with some beautiful fresh rocket from one of the nearby farms, and it's just gorgeous. I was really excited, actually, because she rocked up with some mullet. I always think of the country song, Daddy wore a mullet, we all wore one too. And remember the sensitive new age cow person? Yeah. Great West Australian band. They had a great song about mullet. And she rocks up with the fish mallet, which we used to actually, the sea mallet, which we used to eat a lot as kids. We used to, you know, I grew up on sea mallet and herring and gardies. And
gardies.
It's a highly underrated fish. It's so beautiful.
I love cobbler.
Yeah. Mm. There's another one. It's so, like, funny that just seeing the mullet and hearing about that got me really excited, because having the history with the family fish business, one of the things that we used to direct the people who'd come in to, if they wanted to try something new, we'd say, do you mind something that's, you know, going to have a little bit of a strength of taste, but nice and fresh will be quite nice anyway. Why don't you try the mullet? And in the end, it became one of our best ever sellers, because it was just one of these unknowns. People were just after snapper and stuff like that. And it turns out mullet, so full of beautiful omega-3s as well.
And it's so sustainable. It's a really quick growing fish.
Absolutely.
And I always try to sort of, you know, eat sustainable fish, of course.
As against the hairstyle, which wasn't so quick growing.
No, it is really beautiful. It's got a really unique, I love its flavour. I actually, and I smoke it on the show. When I first saw it, I had a big ADD moment. Oh, will I pan fry it? Will I cook it over coals? Will I, you know, and then I thought, you know what, I'll show people how to smoke it. Mm. And I do it in a wok with some, you know, nice oak shavings and a few spices. You'll see on the show.
Oak
really
shavings.
Simple way to smoke fish at home.
Well, this is going to be a great show. And I do hope that maybe there could be some more, because there's
plenty
of
I mean, this is just a little taste and a nice lead up to the royal show, of course, where people can go into the big ag department tent there or hall there. Mm. There'll be lots of chefs down there cooking up amazing local produce.
Mm-hmm. Well, this show, as we've mentioned, 5:30 this Sunday on Channel 9, it's a showcase of agricultural passion and local produce, which, you know, is what we used to go to the show for in the first place.
Exactly.
We used to go and see the great food, the local produce, and, you know, as we've
and
talked about...
And get a little suitcase of biscuits.
Exactly. You know, instead
but we used to have to catch the chairlift to get over there.
Yeah. You know, so
and maybe do a few rides as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us, Anna.
Thanks,
beautiful.
Anna.
Thank you.
So, Elise, show report.
All right, we need to talk. We need to talk about this business that is The Bachelor.
Ugh.
Firstly, about the fact that it has sort of got us under its spell.
Mm-hmm.
People from all walks of life, the good, the bad and the ugly, the discerning, the not so discerning.
Mm.
We were all invested in this damn show.
Yep.
Even though we know it's really a load of nonsense.
It really is.
With people that aren't very entertaining.
Mm.
And yet last night we collectively lost our minds when Nikki rocked up first. I mean, we knew it, didn't we?
Well, that's it. The cat's out of the bag. As soon as you see them rock up the first one, you know it's over.
You do. Mm. I mean, you're just not going to say to the one he's chosen, now, can you just hang over there for a second while I get rid of the, you know, clinger? I'll be with you in a sec.
Ugh.
So that gave it away. We were all surprised. None more than Nikki herself. I think she kind of thought, well, everyone had been telling her that, you know, she was likely to be the winner. Which is such a strange
term
anyway.
Even Richie's mum, like, you could tell that Richie's mum, when she sat down with the two girls, you could tell she was like, come on, Nikki. Come on, Nikki.
Yeah. Even though Nikki said, I'm from Northam. Do you know where Northam's from? And Richie's mum lives here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know where Northam is. I don't think mum was too keen about the single mum. Not because she's a single mum.
Not because she's a single mum.
But there's so much work involved. And all it's heard is the cuteness. And, of course, there's the not cuteness, isn't there, Pete?
Exactly. Yeah, well, I'm starting to learn that when you, you know, poo explosion. I know what that means now.
No, we've done the poo.
We've talked poo already. That's done.
Yeah. So, anyway, the whole thing is quite fraudulent because Richie was chosen originally because he appeared as the loveless hopeful on the last season of The Bachelorette, narrowly missing out. So they chose him as The Bachelor. So that's two batchy shows.
Yep.
Then he goes on to say, I'm not in a hurry, though. I'm not in a hurry to get married. I want to take things slowly. And, well, then you meet people the normal way. You don't do one show after another.
Yeah.
Methinks that there is more to it. And I have a theory, actually, about why he chose Alex, because she has the kid. When he decides to go, nah, it's all too hard, it's not working, he has that
He
has an out.
Lise.
He can say, I gave it a go, but she lives on the other side of the country, she's got a kid, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he's out.
See,
promoting his business with the pseudo-soccer player.
Right.
I'm getting dirty now.
Yeah, that was him. No, you just use the whole, she lives in Victoria, the long distance relationship with thing was too much.
Yeah, and can't deal with the kid probably is quite a nice sweetener for the, well, yeah,
it's
I can't
a big
understand.
Ask to have her move over here. She's got a kid. She's going to uproot the, you know, her life, the kid, her parents.
She would have moved over that first night.
You reckon?
Yes.
Then there
and
were those
set
other
up the
rumors.
House and started boiling dinner.
There were those other rumors as well that she was like, listen, producers, I've got a kid. I'm going to be away from him for a few months, so make sure I'm in the top five. There was that too.
She also claimed she's never seen the show.
Oh, come on.
Really?
You are full of it.
Oh, you must have been surprised what you got. Anyway, we went to the building, like I said, a slice of life or walks and to see what people thought.
I'm disappointed. I had a feeling that it wasn't going to go the way I was hoping it to.
Alex is smoking hot. That's it.
Boom!
Rubbish. Oh. He's just... Why? He's going to have to live with that forever now. Well, not really.
Well, not really.
I can get rid of it.
I was watching the 7:30 report.
Oh. I wouldn't have said no to Nikki. I thought she was easily the favourite, but maybe love's love.
Or maybe love's not. Did you expect him to go with the stage five clinger?
Well, I had a feeling after the whole White Rose thing that he secretly sort of loved her the whole time, I think. But yeah, I would have gone Nikki.
Stop saying it like that.
Bachelor result last night, thoughts?
Devastating. Because Alex cried too much and she annoyed me.
I was devastated. Nikki was my favourite because she's so genuine, down to earth, and she's a real person, whereas Alex is way too needy.
Not happy. It's not... Richie, what has he done?
Hey, who knows, in 2.5 months' time, you might see old mate Richie with Nikki and a nice Mount Lawley home.
Good on him. He made his choice, followed his heart, apparently. See how they go.
Yeah. His heart was in his willy.
I thought the result last night of Richie picking Alex was awesome because I had Alex in the work sweep, so I got money.
I thought she was a bit crazy, so I was surprised he went with her.
Nice.
Not happy about it.
Why?
Don't like her.
Why?
Think she's fake.
Ooh.
So fake. And a stage five clinger.
Rough.
We're so judgy, aren't we?
We are terrible, judgmental people.
The saddest part is he'll probably be hosting this radio show next week.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.